Hello, dear listeners. This is Poetic Desires. I am over 18 years of age, as I hope so are you. If, however, you are not, I must direct you away from the lovely voice you are now listening to, since my podcast is for adults only. Shoo shoo now, young ones, and instead visit scarletteen.com so that neither of us will get into any trouble. Hello everyone, this is Poetic Desires. It is Tuesday, July 23rd, and this is episode number 16 of Daddy's Good Girl, the Dirty Pig edition. Yes, I'm about to tell you all about the craziness that was me competing for Dark Odyssey Fusion's Dirty Pig, because oh my god, it was insane. So picking up where I left off from my last podcast, I was hanging out in the cigar lounge area by my cabin with Ruff and Gray and a bunch of other people. My nerves were high. I was super tense, knots in my stomach, the whole nine yards. I'd already dropped off my clothes and some props that I thought I might use for the competition near the stage in the, for lack of a better term, the green room, which was one of the Sexorama tents. And so I'm sitting around trying not to think about the competition, even though it's about to happen in, like, I don't know, 20 or 30 minutes. And Gray leaves and comes back, and he shows back up in the outfit that he was going to wear. And it was his full leathers, like, everything. Hat, vest, chaps, boots, gloves, everything. But just his leathers. So as you can imagine, I was like, oh, okay, easy access. That's super hot. When he showed back up in his leathers, I realized, oh, okay, it's time for me to go over to the stage. So I walked over, trying to not be nervous, trying to not think about how, like, tied up in knots I was. I think it was, like, the first or second contestant to show up. When I arrived, I saw that there were two people hanging around, and it turned out that they were going to be the handlers for the evening. Two volunteers who were there to help us either with setting up our props or making sure we were staying in order, knowing that it was our turn to go up on stage. Just like two people who were super, super helpful throughout. As I'm standing around trying to find something to do, because we have, like, I showed up early and there was plenty of time before the competition started, the Kinky Pride Parade was happening, and two of my friends happened to be the MCs for the Kinky Pride Parade, so that was helpful because my friends are fucking hilarious, and they were saying some off-the-wall shit about the random folks that were parading to the Sexorama stage, because the Kinky Pride Parade actually ended at the stage, and then, you know, it folded straight into Dirty Pig. So that was helpful. Also, you know, my secret weapons, if you would like to call them that, showed up. Shane Stefanos helped me throughout my Dirty Pig competition, and I had actually recruited them to be there for bribes and to help me with my fantasy skit. So they showed up. Shay immediately was like, started rubbing my back, saying, like, asking me if I was okay, did I need anything, you know. She was a godsend, an absolute godsend for the competition. I mentioned them how I was a little bit nervous about bribes because, like, my bribes hadn't shown up yet. So for Dirty Pig, like, you're encouraged to bribe the judges. Like, it's part of the game. So I had actually recruited a lot of people to come and bribe for me. Like, Stefanos went to the table and started bribing people, and then eventually my friends started filtering in as it got closer and closer to the start of Dirty Pig, and actually during the actual competition they came over to me. Because, I mean, it's multiple people who were involved. There were eight competitors.
So I had plenty of time. It turned out I had plenty of time. I didn't realize this, going into it, but it turned out I had plenty of time in between when I had to be on stage to talk to people and to relax. So my friends would come up to me and ask, oh, yeah, should I go do my bribe now? I'm like, yes, please go do your bribe. Like, oh, yes, I can say his name now. So, like, my friend Doug showed up, and he's like, should I go bribe? I'm one of the judges. Name is Lucas. Super, super hot gay man who, unfortunately, because he's gay, I'm just like, wow, I have no shot with you. Okay, but, like, super, super hot guy. And so Doug went over and bribed him for me, and, you know, I was like, thank you, Doug. Thank you so much for that. I had people come up, and they were doing, like, alcohol service, so making sure the judges always had drinks. One person was sitting there, and they were making sure that, like, either cigarettes or cigars were always lit. One person came up, oh, Dragon Girl, thank you, Dragon Girl. She did boot blacking for me, and she ended up conditioning some of Gray's leathers while he was sitting there, and just, like, all of my friends came through. Even one friend, like, she came over, and she's like, how can I help? I'm like, I honestly don't know. And she's like, do you have a Sharpie or something? And, like, I think I had a Sharpie, or I forget what we used, but she literally had them write vote for Poetic on her ass and then just walked around and showed all of the judges. So my friends were super awesome. I could not have gone through, could not have done so well if it was not for the help and assistance of all of my friends. It really does take a village to run for a fake leather title. It really does. And I'm so appreciative and so thankful for everyone who chipped in, who like thought I was awesome enough to be worthy of their assistance. So, the competition, the actual like show hasn't started yet. I'm still super nervous, but, I'm in my hot dress, I'm in my boots, and Shay's trying to relax me, and then Gray calls me over. So here's one of the funny parts. Gray was one of the judges for Dirty Pig. He ran in the competition last year, and he was first runner-up, and the actual Dirty Pig could not be there for that fusion, so, it was his job as first runner-up to step in. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, hopefully, I'll be able to convince him. There was this funny joke that when other people who were trying to bribe him would come up to him, he would mention how, you can feel free to bribe me as much as you want, but realize that my kohai is in the competition, so she has a head start, a big head start. And truth be told, like, going throughout Fusion, I could see I was still trying to do more and more, like, making sure stuff got mailed for him, making sure when he received a package at the White House, it went to his room, like, running and doing errands for him. I did a demo bottom, like, in the class for him. Like, I was trying to make sure. It's like, I don't want you to forget that I am still bribing you. It's like, yes, I'm your kohai, but I'm a contestant and I really, really want this. So he calls me over to the judge's table and asks me to go grab his paddle from his cabin, which I was immensely grateful for because I just wanted something to distract me. So I ran across the grass back over to Oink, found his paddle and his big bundle of owl, ran back to the Sexorama stage, gave him his paddle, and ended up that I was so, like, nervous, I would, like, set it down on the table, and he's like, you're gonna give it to me like that, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I, like, apologizing profusely, grabbed the paddle down on my knees, presenting it properly. I was so nervous, I couldn't even think, and he accepted the paddle, and then he grabbed me and pulled me close and said, once the competition starts, I can't treat you like my kohai, I have to treat you like any other pig. But I just want to tell you, before the competition starts, kohai, make me proud. And it was that moment where I really was like, okay, I gotta win this. I have to win this for myself, but I have to win this for him and for all the people that are helping me. Yeah, I gotta do my damnedest to win this. So I head back over to the green room tent, and Lee Harrington, who hosted the actual competition, was there. He explained the rules, how we would have three appearances on stage. The first one is our leather look, where he suggested we wear something sexy, and it would be our introduction to the audience, to the judges. We would pick out our number, which would be, random, like, coming from a bag, and that would be the order in which we would do everything for the competition. And once he called each of us, because we would stay on stage once we got the number, he would call each of us up, and we would introduce ourselves, say our name, give a sentence or two. It turned out that pig number six, They were pretty awesome. I didn't realize all of this stuff going into the competition, but, like, they found out that all the information for it was down at HQ, and it had the list of judges, and it had the rules and other information. I'm just like, yeah, nobody told me any of that. I didn't know anything. I was scrambling around, like, I found the names of the judges through, like, a friend of a friend, and I was bribing them on the down low, and I refused to tell anybody who the judges were because I didn't want, like, I was trying to be, like, a little bit sneaky. It's like, nope, I can't tell you. So to find out that it was actually just there and it didn't need to be that difficult, I was like, wow, okay, I did not do my homework. Anyway, so we would get our number, we would get introduced. The second appearance on stage would be the sexy skin look, where, you know, you could be as naked as you want to be. And that's when we would have a pop question, where we would pull a question out of a bag and we would read it to ourselves, and then Lee would read it to the audience and then say it back to us, which, you know, gave us enough time to think about what our answer would be. And then we would tell our answer to the judges and the audience. The third part would be the fantasy. So after pop question, you pull a random song out of yet another bag, and then you get a bag of random props, and you would have to use all of your props in the fantasy that you create. And then finally, we would all show back up on stage, like line up, and Lee would announce who the winner up and the actual Dirty Pig are. So, those were our appearances on stage. Some other stuff was just like, you know, bribe the judges, but if you do a sexual favor, you have to use safer sex supplies. And if somebody bribes the judge sexually and does not use safer sex supplies, you automatically get, like, booted out of the competition, which I was just like, oh God, okay, safer sex supplies, everybody, safer sex supplies. Lee stressed the point that, you know, this is a fake leather competition. It's about having fun. So have fun, you know, be wacky, be crazy, be sexy, but have fun. So, you know, Lee walks away, you know, it's like 5 minutes before we're about to start. Everyone's super nervous. And then I realized, oh, hey, everyone's super nervous. Okay, I got to turn into cheerleader mode so I can, like, get everybody else happy. And, you know, it's supposed to be fun, so let's have a lot of fun. So I'm, like, you know, giving people pep talks, back rubs. It's like, oh, it's going to be great. You guys have fun. It'll be fine. And there's 6 of us at this point. So we line up. The people who are not photo friendly are at the front of the line, so they're on the right of the stage. And then it was only 2, pig number 6 and pig number 1. So they're the first ones in line, and then I'm right behind them, and everyone else is behind me. So we come up on stage, like Lee announces, you know, call us up on stage. And we end up doing, like, these posy things, like, oh, it's Dirty Pig, so we have to be sexy and stuff, and so we're turning and, like, showing off asses and stuff, or rubbing up against each other. It was really funny. Lee comes with a bag of numbers, walks across, and we each pull out our number. I was pig number 5, and he calls us up one by one to introduce ourselves to the judges. Pig number 1 was Winterfire 2013's Little Miss Little, who, as she put it, wanted to show her more adult side. Let's see, did I write down who all the pigs were? I think I did. Pigs number 2, I say pigs number 2 because it was actually a couple running together. I didn't know them, but they seemed very sweet. Pig number 3 and pig number 4 were both friends of mine, and they were super cool. Like I said, I was pig number 5. Pig number 6 was standing beside me. And it turned out that pig number 7 was a mystery contestant. They didn't even know they were going to be in the competition. And really, really awesome bottom called Tifereth was called up on stage, and she was pig number 7. So, you know, we all introduced ourselves. When it was my turn to be called up to introduce myself, I had actually been rubbing up on pig number 1 when, you know, Lee called my number. And so I sunk down to my hands and knees. I crawled to the front of the stage, like, swaying my ass. I took the microphone in my hand. I looked out into the audience and said, "Hi, I'm Poetic Desires. I'm a filthy, nasty, dirty little slut, and I want to be your dirty pig." got a whole bunch of hoots and hollers, and it was it was very very rewarding to know that people liked it when I acted very, very slutty in front of them. I turned around, crawled back to the line of people, once again swaying my ass on the way back, stood up, and that was pig number six's turn. And pig number six, I mean, they were so awesome. Like, truth be told, the entire competition was basically between me and pig number six. We had the most bribes, we were engaging the judges, like, we had the audience. It was, the competition was between me and them. They had actually written an introductory, like, speech, a paragraph, and they read it off. It was super cool. They were running on a platform of promoting safer sex supplies and safer sex, which I completely respect. Like, I thought pig number six was awesome. And then, you know, pig number seven being called up in Tifereth, not realizing it, was kind of hilarious. But then Lee scooches off the stage. So pig number six and I had already talked about before the competition that we should bribe the judges together. So we'd planned out the super sexy little show. Oh, we very quickly changed into the outfit we would need for it, and then came to the side of the stage and asked Lee if we could bribe the judges, who, this was Lee's introduction time, like, we vamping with the audience. So he looks down at us and says something to the effect of, "Are you trying to upstage me?" Which scared the shit out of me and pig number six, and we ran away. After pig number one's pop question, pig number six and I got on our hands and knees by the side of the stage again and asked Lee again, and he was like, "Okay, fine, come up." And so for our bribe, pig number six and I, they pushed me down to the ground, put a boot on my chest, pulled out their strap-on cock, shoved like their cock into my mouth and was fucking my face, then turned around, pulled out my strap-on cock. We're doing like 69 rolling around on the stage, you know, and Lee then like kicks us off. He's like, "Okay, you're done." Later, when I was talking to my friends, they said when they saw that bribe, they realized, oh, okay, that the competition was going to be between pig number six and myself, and they were right. So, pop question. Like I said, as the competition's going on, in between people being on stage, it's lots of bribes, and people coming back and forth and chatting with me in the green room. So I'm super nervous. I change into, I was wearing my really, really hot gray dress with mesh cutouts and my boots. My boots stayed on the whole time. They made me feel very sexy, and I like to think of them as a good luck charm, because my life seems to just be immensely better whenever I'm wearing my boots. I changed out of that into the outfit for the bribe, and then from the bribe, I changed out of that into my sexy skin look, which was, I have a collar that has bitch written on the front in, like, some sort of metal. That was a gift from Nyarteri Bondage, who I put on a plane yesterday because she had to go back home to London, and I miss her already. And I was also wearing, oh great, and the tears have come, yes, because I miss my friends. I have a lot of friends who live, a lot of people that I love and care about that live far away. So, but as a new friend of mine, Miss Amy Red, pointed out yesterday, the flip side of that is that I have lots of people distributed all over the world who love and care about me. So, two sides of that coin. So I was wearing Nyarteri Bondage's collar, gifted collar, and I was also wearing a pair of leather wrist cuffs that I bought when I went over for my London Grew adventure, and I was wearing my boots, and I was wearing a crotch rope, my raw hemp that Gray gifted me like a year and a half ago when we had our tied down play date. It was indeed tied in a crotch rope and accentuating my ass quite nicely. So I went up on stage for pop question. And once again, super nervous, but Shay was calming me, rubbing my back, asking me if I needed any help, like tying the rope or changing out of clothes. Oh, a side note, before my pop question. So, you know, pig number four answers their question. They get their random bag of props. And they head off the stage. And I'm preparing, like, I'm on the side by the steps waiting to go up. And then Lee, like, asks in the audience, does anybody want to be pig number 8? Does anybody want to be brave and become a contestant for Dirty Pig? And I'm just like, really, Lee? Like, I totally get it. It worked for the competition. It was great. It was spontaneous. And that was awesome. But me, being pig number 5, super nervous about going on stage, and you're, like, extending my nerves even more. And I'm just like, oh, no, come on. I just want to get I want to get this. I want to be on stage and get this done and not worry about it for the next however many minutes. But, it ended up that pig number 8 was a friend of mine. So when they volunteered to be in the competition, I was like, oh, well, that's super awesome. I can't hate on that. He's cool. His vet name is The Doctor. You have to love The Doctor. I mean, it's The Doctor. So he volunteered and he was pig number 8, and they had his introduction, and then he scooted off stage, and then Lee called me up. Yeah. Showing off my sexy skin look. And I know I looked really fucking sexy. So we're chatting a little bit before I have to answer my question. I pull my question and answer it. And Gray, who's at the judges' table, mentions, like pulls over his mic, because all the judges have microphones, because if they want to, they can, like, chime in whenever. And he points out my crotch rope and how it's, you know, a natural fiber crotch rope, and how I'm the only one who could use it because I have imbued it with my essence. I don't know why he felt the need to say that. I think maybe because it was a safer sex thing. But yeah. So I pull out my question, and my pop question is, what 3 things would you suggest a new camper bring to camp? Or it could have been just a camper bring to camp. I'm not quite sure if it was new or not. So I read the question, and then Lee read it to the audience, and then read the question back to me. I thought about my first camp, what it was like showing up to summer camp all by myself, not knowing anyone, being in a cabin full of people that I'd never met before, how nervous and scared I was, and yet how excited I was. And then going through my experience, everything that happened to me and all the fun things that I basically dove in for. And I pretty much had my answer almost instantly. So the first thing I suggested one should bring is something that makes them feel sexy. Because, I mean, you're at sex camp, and it's a very sex-positive atmosphere. You're encouraged to basically show your sexiness. And frankly, if it's a dress or boots or leather or suit or just your skin, whatever makes you feel sexy is going to then emit out to the people in the atmosphere that you are sexy, because sexiness comes from within. So I suggested, you know, bring something that makes you feel sexy. Then the second one, really important one, bring your bravery. I talked about how, you know, I showed up camp by myself, not knowing anyone. I was super nervous, but I said, fuck it, I'm going to do this anyway. I'm going to do this for me. And then ending up in the swingers cabin, and they were so sweet, and they completely welcomed me, and how, like, the swingers were, like, the nicest people ever, and I had, like, a camp mommy and daddy who encouraged me and, you know, pushed me to go have fun, go do things, go explore, and I am the better for it. And, you know, look at me now. I was that nervous girl a couple years ago, and now I was running for Dirty Pig. So bring your bravery. And the last one, the third one, was, I said, bring your glee, bring your happiness, because, you know, camp is joyous. It's us accepting and encouraging each other to be sexy, to play, to be fucked up. It's accepting of who we are as people, accepting of our kinks. It is this place where, I mean, it is joyous. It is one of the best places in the world, because you can just be. So bring your happy. As I was giving my answers, I could see head nods and smiles from people. I was super, super happy, bubbly me. I was bouncing around, like, hand gestures and smiling and, you know, body language, completely relaxed, because this is my wheelhouse. Ask me a random question and I'll just go for it. So that was pretty awesome. I could tell that people approved of my answers. With my pop question done, I turned to Lee and asked, may I bribe the judges, please? He approved. So my crotch rope
being that it was silhouetting my ass so well, I offered up my ass for spankings. Hopped off the stage, bent over. And a couple of the judges took me up on my offer. Let's see, I believe one of the judges, Dell, spanked me. One of the judges, Felice Shea, went up on stage, actually pulled out her strap-on cock and was actually fucking my face. And Gray came, came up from the judges' table, brought the paddle that I had delivered to him, and, like, paddled my ass. The judges were all having a lot of fun, which delighted me, but it also made it so that Lee had to shoo-shoo them back to their table. Yeah, so I think that was a pretty awesome bribe. I grabbed my song before I bribed the judges. I can't remember. But I grabbed my song for my fantasy, and then I grabbed the bag of random props, and I hustled off. The song for my fantasy, I could not have scripted this any better. This song was Taylor Swift's We Are Never, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together. Oh God. Oh God. I'm 25 minutes in already? Okay. Well, so apparently my Dirty Pig podcast is going to be a dual entry because my fantasy is gonna take a lot more than 5 minutes to explain. So I guess I'll have to end it there. That's complete and total sadness. Okay, so Dirty Pig part two will come up quite soon. I'm sure I'm going to end this and just basically turn my recorder back on and tell you guys the rest. But until then, this is Poetic Desires. I am indeed still searching for my daddy. But until I find him, I am having a fucking awesome time. Thank you for listening to this episode of Daddy's Good Girl.